And our Anchor Club songs that we sing talks about holds me tight so I don't drift. Without an anchor, you drift through life and you crash and you wreck and you get lost. Yesterday, you probably heard of a terrible thing that happened in Texas at a school. Just a terrible tragedy. And you know, can you imagine being a parent going to the school and finding out that was your child? Now, I want to ask you the question about anchor. Does the Lord Jesus Christ have you as the anchor of your soul? Because that's what that verse says. He is the anchor of my soul. Do you know one day your soul's going somewhere? You don't get to stay here on earth forever. Your body wears out, and then your soul goes somewhere. Who is the anchor of your soul, or do you even have one? I know what Sapphire would say. Jesus is the anchor of our soul. If you're saved, then the Lord Jesus Christ is the anchor of your soul. But if you don't know that, if you're not saved and you don't know Christ as your Savior, then you don't have an anchor. Or you have an anchor that's going to let you down and it's going to break when you need it most. It says both sure, and you can't get more sure than Jesus. There's nothing more sure than God and the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing more sure than the Word of God. That is sure. I can bank on that. I can hope in that without ever losing hope. I heard of a person with Alzheimer's who was a Christian. But as Alzheimer's and dementia were starting to eat away at their memory, they would quote their favorite Bible verse, which was being confident of him and the fact that I know whom I have believed and he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And they would quote that verse. But as their dementia would get worse and worse, you know what would happen? They began to lose their memory towards that verse. And finally, they could get down to just a few words of saying that verse. And finally, they got down to one word. But you know what the one word was? Him. Him. See, he's the anchor. And you might lose a lot of things in life, but if you're saved and Christ is your anchor, you won't lose the most important thing, and that is your salvation. So I wonder if that had been our family. And who knows? I mean, our community could be hit with some kind of a tragedy like that. What would be our anchor? What an awesome thing if you know that Christ is your Savior, if you know that your children had trusted Christ as their Savior, and you couldn't see them again, but you know where they were, and you know you will see them again because they went to heaven. That's what Anchor Club is all about. It's about having Christ as the anchor of our soul. That's through salvation. That's through understanding that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for our sin, so that we wouldn't have to spend eternity in hell, because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And confessing that he is Christ and believing in our heart that he raised him from the dead, that Christ is alive, we can pray to him tonight. See, the rest of the verse says, which entereth into that within the veil. See, when Christ died on the cross, the veil ripped in two, and he became the high priest, the only high priest that is worthy to go into the Holy of Holies and speak to God on our behalf. A lot of people trust in a human high priest, but that human priest cannot do for you what Christ can do for you. And as a believer, I believe that Jesus rose from the grave, so I can talk to him as a Savior, as a priest. My Lord Jesus Christ is not a dead person, he's alive. He can listen. He's listening to me right now talk to all of us. If you'd like to talk more about salvation and how you can have Jesus Christ as the anchor of your soul, I'd be glad to visit with you tonight before you leave. If you're not wanting to talk to anybody about it, but you'd least like to maybe think about it and read about it, there's a book that looks just like this one. It's on the back table there. And take it with you. Just grab one and take it with you and read through it. And it explains the difference between doing religion, which is just doing, and something that's already done, which is what Jesus did on the cross. See, religion is all about us trying to do stuff to earn his favor. It never works. But salvation is when you recognize that it's already done and Jesus did it for us, and there's no works involved. It's about trusting in him for salvation. And so that's why the little book is called Done. And I would encourage you to grab one and just read it in the privacy of your own home and think about what it's saying from the Word of God. And that is the most important thing that I can tell you. And that's the reason why we call it Anchor Club. Some people said Anger Club. No, not Anger Club. Anchor Club. Because he is the anchor of our soul. And there are young people that trusted Christ as their Savior this year. That's the best part of all. That's better than anything else. They learned about Jesus Christ. They learned that he died on the cross to be their Savior, to pay for their sin. They learned that he died and rose again, and they put their faith and trust in him for their salvation. That is the whole point of everything that we do here. So I want to encourage you with that tonight, Mom and Dad, grandmas and grandpas and friends, that you ask yourself the question, what if it was me in Uvalde, Texas yesterday? What if that was me? What if that was my child? What's the anchor of our family? What's the anchor of our soul? That's a question I hope you know the answer to. Let's pray, and then we will split up for some refreshments tonight, and I hope all of you will stick around and take advantage of that. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for opportunity to have the young people here all this year, for the parents being willing to trust us and to allow them to come and learn. Thank you for the fun time we can have. Help us to reach others so that others that don't yet have you as their Savior can be anchored in the solid rock. I pray that that would be the case for each and every family represented here tonight, each and every parent, grandparent, that they would have the saving knowledge, the assurance that is blessed assurance of knowing that you are their anchor. And I pray that that would be the case very soon, that salvation would come to their home, and that you would raise these young people up to serve you and love you and want to continue to learn and follow you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.